Avance back there on my
dresser. Radio.
That you can have maybe a cover a little bit without a lot.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dope.
Are you a
what's happening? God damn it. It's time for another one of these dope-ass shows. And there ain't no sense in me, you know, keeping you hanging. I'm going to get started right away. You know, this shit we talk about is very necessary. And you don't learn the kind of stuff we're going to be talking about by reading. You can only get up on this kind of information by getting up off your ass and going out and messing around with women. For not no woman. So, the thing about me is you want to be, you know, intelligent, but you don't want to be sounding like no damn bookworm. You know, you don't want to let anything overbear or overpower your personality, your real personality. And what we be doing, you got to accept that knowledge is what you learn in the pursuit of your craft, which is catching women. But I'm saying you got to understand what I just said. Knowledge is what you learn in pursuit of your craft. Otherwise, if you was a carpenter and you started building some homes or helping, 2 years down the line, you didn't gain a lot of carpentry knowledge. And you're using it to build those homes. Same thing when you use the craft, when you get knowledge from what you're doing and catching women. You know, 2 years down the line, you didn't talk to so many women that you've learned a lot. It's real knowledge. You're not going to learn a lot talking to one woman for 2 years. Not going to learn near as much as you learn if you talk to 20 women in those 2 years. It's just you're going to learn more. You ain't going to catch a woman because you got a big vocabulary. I'm sure you know that. Facebook and other type of media, those kind of women, they will be impressed with big words, but that's because, you know, her image on the media is fake. What they believe about themselves is fake. And they accept it. You do too. Think about this. When you get up in the morning, brush your teeth, comb your hair, you know, wash up, all that shit. Shit, shave, and shower. Eat some breakfast, maybe. Then you leave. Man, women don't do that. Women get up. If they shower or whatever, they're going to do all that. But what I'm saying is after they do that is when the real work starts. They don't like their forehead, so they start putting makeup on it. They don't like their eyebrows, so they even put makeup on that. They don't like their eyes, so they put eyeshadow on that. They don't like their eyelashes, so they put whatever that's mascara on that shit. They don't like their cheeks, so they rosy those up. They don't like their nose, so they try to highlight it so it doggone is either smaller or bigger. They don't like their lips, so they put lipstick on it. Then they don't like their chin. And we haven't even gotten down to the rest of her body. We just hit the head. All of that stuff. They do this every day because they don't like who they really are. But do you know what the first thing they're going to say when they're out talking to their girlfriends? Girl, I want me a real man. How can you get a real man and you're not even a real woman? It's like impossible. What motherfuckers believe about themselves is important, whether you're male or female. There's no magic sentences that you can read and memorize to use on the female. You know, otherwise this sentence is going to make her magically get real with you. No, there's none of that. You definitely could get that to happen. But you have to be pursuing it in a way that can make it materialize, which means you have to have a solid conversation. And I know you guys are not slow, but you guys are slow. But you got to know. I'm saying the only weapon you have is you. The only thing that you can use to make things materialize in your favor is you. If you use yourself correctly, you'll see that you're the most powerful weapon in this goddamn war. No matter what a woman has, no matter what she thinks she knows, no matter what degree, no matter what job, no matter anything, if you're messing with a woman and you don't know within 20 minutes if you should stay or not, then you're going to get charged. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. If you just use that little ratio from now on, if you're talking to a woman and when they get to 15 minutes, if you can't tell yourself, if it's a waste of time or not, then you're going to take an extra 5 minutes to see. But if you can't see in those 5 minutes, what is it telling you? That you're wasting your time. And no matter what, if you just stay there and keep talking to her, you're going to end up buying drinks. You're going to end up doing all kind of stuff. That just charges you. When you could have got away from that stuff way in the beginning. If you meet up with some woman, you got to establish almost immediately that you really like what you saw in her photo. I'm saying if you meet one of these women off the social media, you can't like anything you read because you got to see if that shit is true. But her photo probably ain't her, probably ain't really looking like her. If it is, it's been doctored and shit. But so at least you really talking to her. Looking good and shit, I could care less. I know I'm capable of having 5 good-looking women. More than that. At one time. See, your mentality has to be firm like this. You have to have the attitude that you are worth too much to spend 1 second longer than it takes you to see this woman ain't what you want. You don't want to spend 1 second with her. Longer than knowing that. Longer than it takes to know that. And I'm going to explain a lot of this to you. See, you're going to let her see when you do that, that you're not impressed with how good she looks. Or she might be one of them shit talkers. And you handle it the way I'm saying. You're going to let her see you ain't impressed with what she's saying. It's because there's one thing for sure. You only go on what you discover in a person. Nothing she can say, nothing you can read can tell you shit about her. It can give you a direction to look or go in, but you have to discover everything about this bra. Everything have a time limit, or you're just going to find yourself chasing a ghost. You've been talking to her a day or two, and you ain't really getting no rhythm. Then don't talk to her for a day or two. Next thing you know, you're calling her again, and she giving you a little action in conversation, but, you know, she really ain't making no moves. Well, when is enough enough, man? I'm not going, because women string you along, not intentionally. But they know if they're going to shit or get up off the pot immediately, almost. So if she ain't going to shit, you may as well not trip. Let her motherfucking go. The way you catch a woman is to have them stay on your time schedule. Then you really make a splash with a woman if she, you know, sees that you're getting bored with her conversation. Especially if you indicate that you're about to leave. They wonder, who is that man? Well, you probably don't believe me, but I'm telling you the truth. I do this stuff. Have you ever tried anything like this in your life of dating? I have. Then you just don't understand how powerful it is. Otherwise, you talking, I mean, you and baby talking, and you looking off, you know, like you're looking at something across the room, and you're doing everything to look like you're paying attention to this motherfucker. And what I'm saying is then you say, you know what, and you look at your watch. I'm about to, not even really saying and just making it sound like you're going to say you're about to go. Try this shit. Watch and see what baby do. She going like, who is that man? So, I'm telling you, I've tried all this. And you probably tried it too. Experience a woman who wanna speak about everything except what the fuck you trying to talk about. I vowed long ago to never let that happen to me again. If this woman ain't talking about what I'm talking about, then I'm wasting my time. And believe me, fellas, women hear the first two words you said, and they project the rest. They ain't hardly listening to you because they done got fooled too many times. Too many motherfuckers that got them women to listen to them, and then bitch take 20, 30 minutes of fucking with this dude, sometimes some days. And dude, it turned out to be a liar. You don't know how many women go through that. I come at women far off. And I come at them by what I determine they like. And I do that because, you know, that's just one of the ways I take control of the conversation. So, to me, she's either a call girl, a stripper, or a hoe. Now, I'm not saying she's really that in life. That's what her profession is. But those are the three categories of women I categorize all women to be in. That call girl is a dick-teasing motherfucking bitch. You know, she arm candy. You might talk her on some pussy. You might, you know, give her $5,000 or whatever. That's that. That motherfucking stripper is an exhibitionist. She wants everybody to see her shit for free. She motherfucking don't give a fucking, I'm going to give her $3. And there's like 14 motherfuckers in here. And I'm the only one giving her $3 to see, pull that titty off and show it to me. Like all them other motherfuckers ain't going to get to see it. Nah, that hoe, that's the only motherfucking bitch that's going to be real with you. She ain't playing. She ain't trying to dick tease you. She, you know, you can tell that by the way you're talking to her. So what I'm saying is I categorize any bitch I'm talking to real fast, 1, 2, 3, either one of them. Hoe, stripper, or motherfucking call girl. And that determines how I'm going to talk to her. Shit, if it's a fucking hoe, I'm probably going to be sounding like I sound now. If it's a motherfucking stripper, I'm probably going to sound like I sound. Matter of fact, if it ain't one of them bitches, I'm going to sound like I sound now. but I'm going to have different mentality about what I'm, you know, expecting to hear from the bitch in response. See, I don't really trip on, you know, on a woman that much. I mean, I like women, don't get me wrong, but I ain't gonna trip on. I mix my statements with chivalry and boldness. I'm totally involved in being myself. After all, in the end, who really catches her? Somebody else? Shit. At the time, I'm saying some bold things. You know, letting her know if you don't want to deal with me, you understand what I'm saying? You don't have to, girl. You know, I ain't mad at you because I don't want to waste my time with trying to lead the blind. You but can't see. Shit. My experience with this scenario is that the woman will undoubtedly call me in a month or even a year, but she's going to call me. And it doesn't matter when she does call because I never waited on her to call. Most of you want to know the best way to catch whoever you're talking to. The cold part about it is you won't even do it because you won't even believe it. The best way to catch it is to tell her the motherfucking truth about what you want up front. I know. You don't believe that shit. The more you make her guess at what you want, or what you up to, the more you let her make herself leery. Because she don't know. She's guessing all kind of shit. What do you think? She gonna guess you a minister? You motherfuckers are crazy. So you tell her the truth. But most times they're gonna react in a less than happy way. You know, if they don't like it. But if she don't tell you to fuck off, you in. You ain't even got to do no faking. You've already told her. Girl, I'm trying to have your motherfucking ass. Oh, you're not having me. But she didn't say fuck off. So, shit, I might not get to have you today, but I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to take off from there. Because I'm a catch man. And I know I have a right to use whatever type conversation I feel for whoever it is that I'm going to meet next. I don't even know who she is. That's what I'm saying. I don't. How can I look for somebody I don't know who she is? I don't know what she looked like. I don't know her name. I don't know where this bitch going to be. And wherever she going to be, I don't know what time she going to be there. So how can I catch that bitch? You looking for a 10 bitch? That's how you go up against the wall. I'm catching the next bitch getting my way. She could be a 2. Because I ain't never seen no pretty pussy. Now motherfuckers getting money out that bitch going to see a pretty pussy. He ain't going to see no fat pussy. He ain't going to see no athletic pussy. You just gonna see some pussy. So why you can't get what you want out this plain Jane bitch instead of chasing a 10 bitch that ain't gonna give you shit? She too busy looking in the mirror. This fucking 2 gonna stay with you because of what you did for her mindset. Well, what are you gonna do for this 10? Tell her that she fine? Tell her what to do to stay fine? The bitch already doing all that shit. So you ain't telling her shit. You ain't bringing nothing to the table. What's beautiful to her is she was a plain Jane when you met her. In the city full of women who know how to dick tease the shit out of a motherfucker with their beauty. And now, you done shown her how not only to dick tease that she wanted to, but you done showed her how to, you know, she don't have to think like that. Because she just as bad as they is. That's what putting women in predicaments where they have to, like, feel challenged. See, you know, your partner's girlfriends, especially your pimps, your partner's girlfriends, you want to be around them motherfuckers with your hoes. Because them hoes going to be, you know, trying to show out. And all they doing is making themselves tighter with their man. But you guys, square motherfuckers, you don't do that shit. I don't know what you'd rather do. I started to say you'd rather fight each other, but I don't know. You might not do that. So what I'm saying is, you know, when she thinks of herself, she going to think she's the woman all of those pretenders was faking to be. Because she going to remember how much she pretended. And she going to feel she owe all of it to you. But of course, she doesn't owe shit to you except her loyalty. Excuse me. What I'm saying is, I know I'm wrong. So when I explain stuff to you, I'm not necessarily thinking you're going to get it. But you have to get spoon-fed this information. And sometimes it has to come to you at full force. In order to penetrate your armor of doubt, if I were you, I would start trying to see how I can embrace the things that you be hearing from me. It's all, no matter what you think, hardly any of it costs money. My shit costs money. The shit that does cost money. But my content is free. The vast majority of it is free. So you can't tell me shit. I do charge for what I charge for. But that's for the people that want to buy it. What I'm saying is, when she think of them pretending women that she was pretending to be like, she gonna feel she owe everything to me or you. And I would just understand, I should see clearly or try to see clearly the things that I'm doing, why they affect this woman the way it does. Because if you can see and understand why it does, you're going to know why to use it on the next one. You ain't going to be able to use it the same way, but you're going to know what to do to manipulate it to work, because that's what dealing with women does. It teaches you to use the same thing hundreds of ways. And it's like you got hundreds of things to say, but you don't. You just, you know, use your shit differently. Think about the arsenal that I be telling you about. You know, today we talking about you understanding your value, which I'm sure some of this shit I'm saying is registering to you. But do you know what your arsenal will do for your doggone value to a woman when you speak to her? First, the reason you had that arsenal is because when you say something, you already know or have an idea what her response is going to be. That's what arsenal, that's how it gives you an advantage. And of course, you didn't program this woman, so she's not going to respond exactly the way you expect her to. But you're expecting something is preparing you for anything. It's like the tennis player waiting for the serve. He don't just stand there and wait for it. He on the balls of his feet bouncing around ready for anything. That's what that arsenal does for you. So let's say you've been speaking to her for 8 minutes. And you realize she's giving you some action. Now, you got to remember some shit. You said a few things to her. You told her, you know, what you wanted, and she's responding in a positive manner, which indicates you could have her. So you know what you're supposed to do? You need to tell her that you got to go take care of some business. You got to tell her, well, I'm saying you can tell if she really likes you if you tell her that you got to go do something. Because the way she accepts that information is going to tell you if you really should go do it or not. Because what I'm saying is when they are let down, you know, they all hyped up, you talk to wood, you know what, I got to go do something. I've been, you hear the air go out their balloon? you can change your mind like I do. Oh, girl, you know what? I think you're a little bit more important than that. I think I'd rather stay and talk to you. Then they light back up. Man, this is handling her emotions. This is making her respond to what you say. You can tell that she likes you by the way she's responding to you. So you have to, you know, tell her something that's like taking it away from her. Most dudes, when he see that the woman is really responding to him, he want to give more of himself to her. Nah, man. When a salesman, when a great salesman sees a customer on the fence, they're just about to make this purchase, that salesman simply tells the customer something to make the customer think they're going to blow their deal. Otherwise, he already then told them a whole bunch of stuff about it being inexpensive, it's going to help you, blah, blah, blah. Then the mother said, you know, I just make sure. Well, okay, man, you don't have to be sure. I mean, everybody's not going to be unsure, but hey, if you are, that's the way it's going. Turn and walk off. Because that's the takeaway. The best way is to take the shit off the table. I told you that. You all need to be men with missions when you speak to a woman or women. You're supposed to want that woman to come with you. Then your whole conversation is to that end. Or what's you starting to her? So when you take it off the table, like you really ain't trying to come now, you're probably going to get the cut. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She goes, like, make her mind up. Or it can help her make her mind up. So you're not continually talking about sex. But the things that you are saying to her, you know, about you are turning her on. So I got hella tools, I didn't tell you. You can get any one of them. I got tools for you. Mentality tools and conversation tools. Any 20, I think that's what I said. Is it any 20 or any 10? Oh, shit. No, any 10 conversation pieces or any 10 mentality tools. The conversation tools is 150. The mentality tools are 200. So, I mean, that's like 650 and 850. Actually, it's more than that. No, 10 twos is 650, and then 10, yeah, that's 650 and 850. So that's a big deal. That's my Christmas deal for you. That's the Christmas offer. I ain't really got much more to do that, as far as that goes, but, you know, I do what I can. I know things to say that I'm going to share with you, but in my tools, you ain't going to directly be asking her to come with you for sex. You indirectly say things, and you let her step in it. It's like you set a trap, and you let her step in it, but it's just a snaring-type trap. It's not a trap to cut her leg off. It's just you just snare her with that. And once you snare her, you get to pull her towards you a little bit and take the snare off, and she's going to be where you take the snare off, and then you set another trap. You do this slowly bringing her towards you. And that's what my tools do. It helps you do. I got the ride-along tools. Now, the reason I made those tools is because... Man, hold on, you guys. Hello. See, that wasn't supposed to be calling. But I got the ride-along tools. Now, the ride-along tools come in two parts. One is a long motherfucking, maybe like 90 minutes of just conversation. I'm telling you what to say to baby. She's in your house or she's in your car. And this doggone tool is I'm actually telling you what to say. And you're learning what to say as if you're learning this song. Because once you play it, you know, 10, 20 times with the words in it, the other part of it is the same song, but with no words. And you're going to be then memorized a lot of them words. And when you be listening to that music, you can just say them fucking words. Man, that's dope. People buy that shit and love them because it tells them what, because during the, when I'm talking to you, I'm telling you, yeah, man, now you go over to her and slowly touch her. You know, I'm telling you what to do. And it just works. Man, I got that shit. I got all kind of stuff that I want to give you motherfuckers for Christmas deals. But I got to write them all up. I haven't really thought about those. So what I'm actually trying to tell you is when you put a scenario together, you're telling her you're getting ready to leave in a few minutes. What you're doing is looking for her to ask you to stay. Or best case scenario, ask if she can come with you. But when you tell her you're getting ready to leave, you know, he's just looking for this little reaction of her sadness, but she's accepting it. You can actually see she's accepting it, and she's a little sad about accepting it, and you can say something accordingly. My point is you never stop looking for where you can interject the little catch phrases that you have, because catching a woman that you just met, but you haven't really known long, it's going to get easier and easier. But you have to catch that one first. After you do that, you'll have something to work on. Now, I don't have that many of y'all out there today. And I'm kind of sick, so I'm actually only going to have a short show today. I'm pretty sure you hear my voice is rough. I don't know if I got a cold. I don't think I have no damn COVID, but you know, I'm trying to take care of myself, so I'm going to check with y'all. But look, I'm doing these damn videos about how to please a woman on YouTube. I've done three of them so far, and I'm going to do four. So what I'm saying is, look that shit up. I motherfucking charge for a lot of shit, but a lot of my shit is free. All that shit I've just been talking about is free. So on YouTube, you can see it. Fuck with me. I got that dog a new Cash App, which is $Rosebud68 Bitter Dose. So give me a little love, give me a little support, so I can stay down. All right, man. Y'all be cool.